Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled HIPAA, Ethically Setting Client Boundaries. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Bagster. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding client boundaries as defined by HIPAA. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They're merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as streamlining HIPAA compliance, a review of HIPAA and note disclosure, informed consent, treatment of minors, the internet controversy, delusions of privacy, and disclosure of test data. So let's get started. On this track, we'll examine three concepts that focus on the HIPAA guidelines related to minors. These three concepts related to HIPAA guidelines on minors include autonomy, state laws versus HIPAA, and exemptions. The first concept related to ethical HIPAA boundaries regarding minors is autonomy. Respective of individual state regulations, the age of autonomy may vary. For many states, the age of maturation is no earlier than 17 or 18. After the attainment of this age, a parent or guardian ceases to make decisions for the client, and the client becomes independent of the parent or guardian. There are exceptions in the case of physical or mental handicaps, but in general, this is the norm. Once the client has reached an autonomous age, he or she also inherits the decision-making for the disclosure of medical and mental health records. Subsequent to this, the client's parents or guardian no longer have the right to the client's medical or mental health records without the client's authorization. However, the client may achieve autonomy through emancipation when he or she has become married, had a child, or proved to be a mature minor. Once the minor has been emancipated from his or her parent or guardian, they gain the same rights as a matured adult. However, this law is also relative to state regulations. Joseph, age 16, had a pregnant girlfriend, Tammy. Deciding to take on a full-time job to pay for Tammy and their wedding, Joseph decided to become emancipated from his parents, who had been gaining access to his bank account and taking out money. Once he had become emancipated, Joseph became the sole decision-maker for his records. When his parents came to me and asked me to divulge what Joseph had confided in me about them, I refused, stating that he had become an independent and that they no longer had privilege to that information. Think of your Joseph. Has he or she become autonomous? Would mitigating circumstances prompt you to suggest your client take steps to be emancipated? The second concept, related to ethical HIPAA boundaries regarding minors, is state laws versus HIPAA. In the case of minors, a state law almost always preempts HIPAA regulations, regardless of whether they prohibit, mandate, or allow discretion about a disclosure. While HIPAA generally allows preemption by state privacy laws only where they are stricter, this is an area of almost total deference. However, if the state is not clear or silent in their policies towards disclosure of minor records, a licensed healthcare professional has discretion to provide or deny a parent with access to the minor's health information if doing so is consistent with state or other applicable law. Joanna, age 14, had been living with her father for over 2 years because her mother, who maintained legal guardianship, was incarcerated for fraud. Joanna, prior to her move-in with her dad, had started to self-mutilate by cutting with a paperclip. Once her father had discovered this, he recommended her for treatment. Her mother, however, was released on probation and demanded the notes the therapist, Bonnie, had taken. The mother stated, "She's my daughter, and I know he's brainwashing her. I'm going to take her away from him, that bastard. He is turning her against me. He'll never see her again." Bonnie's state had no regulations regarding this type of situation, and Joanna did not want her mother in her life. Joanna stated, "She's very controlling, and I think she might be the reason I started cutting. I can't express myself in her house." Because Joanna's mother was the root cause of her self-mutilation, Bonnie decided not to disclose the records to Joanna's parents. What is your state's laws regarding the disclosure of a minor's medical records to parents or guardians? In addition to autonomy and state laws versus HIPAA, the third concept related to ethical HIPAA boundaries on minors is exemptions from state and HIPAA laws. If state and HIPAA laws both require that a parent be informed of their child's sessions notes, there are certain circumstances that bypass both regulations. Most especially, if a provider has a reasonable belief that a child has been or may be subject to abuse or neglect, or that providing information to a parent or personal representative could endanger the minor, the provider may choose not to disclose. Obviously, this would not benefit the minor if his or her abuser had access to delicate files. Also, a provider may withhold information from a parent or personal representative if, in the exercise of professional judgment, it is decided that it is not in the best interest of the individual to treat the person as the individual's personal representative. Much like Bonnie's case discussed earlier, the minor's interests must always be at the forefront during a decision being made about the disclosure of notes. If a parent or guardian pose an imminent or potential threat to the client, it is ethically acceptable to deny them rights to the client's records. Think of your minor client. Does his or her guardian or parent pose a threat? Would it be beneficial for the client if this parent or guardian does not have access to medical or mental health records? On this track, we have discussed three concepts that focus on the HIPAA guidelines related to minors. These three concepts related to HIPAA guidelines on minors include autonomy, state law versus HIPAA, and exemptions. On the next track, we will examine three risks in which ethical boundaries could be broken due to the sharing of HIPAA-approved information on the Internet. These risks of boundary breaking due to the sharing of HIPAA-approved information on the Internet include nationwide database, hackers, and errors in correspondence. Question 1. What are three concepts that focus on the HIPAA guidelines related to minors?